The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with another edition of the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, and you can find that right here at plantersplace.com. Today's episode, we will be talking about shallots versus garlic versus onions, possibly. All of those things that I just mentioned are members of the allium family, and you probably cook with them at least a couple times a week, I would hope. I'm going to start this episode with a little story, and that story begins in the early spring of 2021 when I planted a small row of shallots. The 2021 gardening year, particularly for growing anything in the allium family, for me, was pretty much a bust. I'm not sure if it was the weather or the composition of my soil, or maybe it was just too wet, or maybe my lack of fertilizing, which is not a very uncommon thing. I don't fertilize very well. I just never did collect on the promise of a shallot harvest. In fact, the few onions and large number of garlic I had planted also looked quite measly. It wasn't just the shallots. So I did something radical. I just left it all in the ground. I just left them there to do as they pleased. And what they pleased to do was to just wither away and be considered forgotten for the rest of the growing season. And since I never do plant anything in that section of the garden anyway, I did, in fact, forget about them. But around about October or so, tiny little shoots began emerging from that patch of ground. All of my different alliums were coming alive again. But that's right before winter. Why are they doing that? Well, it's kind of something that they do. I've learned from previous seasons that that's quite all right, at least with the garlic that I knew of, for sure. I leave a little bit of leaf or straw mulch over those growing shoots, and that protects them from a bit of winter harshness. And quite frankly, thanks to climate change, the winters in southern New England are not as harsh as they used to be. So, I uncovered that mulch this spring, and those little emerging shoots grew and grew and grew. Now it is late June, and the shallots, garlic, and I can't remember what else I planted, some sort of onion. They are doing quite well, and in fact, they're beginning to wind down their growing season. Some are just withering their thin leaves and laying themselves down in long layers on the ground. I'm not quite sure what those things are. And some are beginning to produce pompon-like tufts of flowers at the very top of a tall stem, quite unlike that other group that's just laying down their leaves. The garlic that I know is definitely garlic are producing flowering tips that curl around and down and up and around. Those curly things are called garlic scapes, and I have written about those garlic scapes here before, so go check out that episode. So I know I have these alliums, and all I know is that the garlic is the garlic, at least the big garlic. So I left that garlic alone, and I harvested a clump of each of the unidentified alliums that I had growing. Basically, there were two clumps. And of those two clumps, I'm just having a hard time figuring out what is what. The smaller of the two has a reddish-brown or brownish-red skin, kind of like a shallot, but it's so small. It's also the one that hasn't flowered yet, and it's beginning to wither in long layers, just throwing down their leaves down to the ground. The larger of the two is the right size for a shallot, but not the right color. The other characteristic of a shallot, the fact that they have individual parts that bunch together, kind of like a head of garlic has individual cloves, this is not happening on this particular harvested item. So, not knowing which was what, I decided on a taste test. There was no mistaking the strong raw garlic flavor of the smaller item. And if you go to the blog that is posted on plantersplace.com, you can see in the photo the beginnings of a tall flowering stalk forming right within the middle of the bulb. So this is definitely a baby garlic. This may either be wild garlic or, perhaps more exciting, a garlic plant that grew from all of those garlic scapes that I let go to seed last year. Definitely baby garlic, I think. As for the larger item, it has a very mellow, oniony flavor. But is it a shallot? I'm undecided. It has the mellow onion flavor of a shallot, but not the bunching bulbs growing from one plant. Also, it's not quite the right color. It may be a few weeks before we figure out this mystery. So, I have two options, I think, for next year, or at least the end of the season. I will either harvest all of the alliums this year, dig up the area completely, and plant my alliums in labeled rows from now on. That's option one. Or a friend just suggested growing onions as perennial onions, or actually any allium, and just removing the tops to use as scallions. That suggestion, is a mind-blowing idea, and I'm really beginning to like it. So, we'll see what happens for next year. Meanwhile, have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.